You are what you eat. If ever there were a ridiculous premise for understanding oneself, that one might be among the worst. No, I am not a cabbage or a pizza, and yet some of the claims that we may make for ourselves have about the same amount of substance to them. So, who am I? What defines me? The lines on my face, the clothes I wear, my family lineage, my genetic predisposition? Hey there, welcome to Sentinel Watch, where we look at life through a spiritual lens. And today we're going to explore questions of identity and how to break through any sense of being limited by some false claim about who we truly are. And to help us with that, we're joined by Jody Kennedy. She's a Christian Scientist from Los Angeles. Jody, welcome to Sentinel Watch.
Thanks, David. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you. Why did you want to talk about this issue today? Is there something that has been on your thought about this question of identity?
Gosh, there really has. I mean, not only have I thought about it for myself personally and my family, but just for our society now. I've just been thinking a lot about identity. I feel like it's in our face all the time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Who are you in a sense, and which group do you belong to, or, you know, that sort of thing?
Yes, exactly.
So how do you approach this issue?
Well, you know, throughout my life, and this goes true for anybody, you start out, you're, you know, someone's daughter, someone's sister,
right.
You know, the stages that you go through in life. You're a baby, you're a teenager, you're a this or that, it's time to get a job. But I grew up in a Christian Science Sunday school, and what I learned there has really been the foundation of how I see my identity. And it starts with understanding God. Now, people may have a different view of God depending on where you've grown up or how you've been taught. Mm-hmm. But my understanding of God is that God is our father, our mother. And no matter if you have had a great parent growing up or a bad one, you can know that God, your father, mother, is really the source of your identity. And he has made you perfectly. And he loves you. So that's the foundation of how I look out at life.
Do you have an experience you can share about how you can break through limitations by getting a better sense of who you really are?
I would love to share something that has been a pivotal experience in my life, really. There was one summer that I just was not well. I spent a lot of time praying and studying the Bible, Mary Baker Eddy's writings, who is the founder of Christian Science, and just praying to listen to God, like, who am I? What am I doing? I had an experience where I felt someone was not kind to our family, to my son, and I was holding a lot of anger about that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I prayed really to forgive and to love, because everybody's doing the best they can. And frankly, even if they're not, that cannot affect me, my relationship with God, my children's relationship with God. God is always taking care of us. So someone else cannot bring you down. And that's a hard lesson. I mean, shoot, sometimes it seems like they can, right? But to know that my relationship is with God and the other person's relationship is with God, and they're working that out. So this summer, I just did not feel well, and my family even went on vacation without me. I wrote down prayers. I was studying with notes, trying to figure it all out. Those prayers led me to just a better sense of who I was. I had to get rid of that hatred I felt. And so when I could really forgive, when I could see that to love my neighbor as myself meant everybody, doesn't mean you have to love if somebody does something bad to you, but you love. I just felt a sense of peace and release. And so it was even within my body. I just, whatever had been the bad situation, lifted. And I was able to go on with my life. I had a complete healing. It was just beautiful. I'm so grateful. What I have found is with the Christian Science healing, the beautiful thing about it is, yes, you will have practical healing, whether that's physical, emotional, relationships, financial. You will see the normalizing of the human situation and whatever needs to happen. But you will also grow as a spiritual thinker, as a member of society. So this is what happened with me. At the end of that summer, I got an opportunity to audition with John Fogerty. Mm. He was looking for backup singers.
You're talking about the Creedence Clearwater Revival, former leader of Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Quite a thing.
Yes, exactly. I heard that he was looking for backup singers. And I remember thinking at that moment, oh, well, I could do it. I could do it. Mm-hmm. God has made me capable of this. I can do it. And when I was learning this music to audition, just thank you, God. I just felt that these prayers were so effective. I thought, you know what? Yes, I'm ageless. I'm free. I'm spiritual. I'm healthy. I'm safe. I'm going to go for it. And I remember walking with my headphones and my phone, listening to his whole catalog of music, trying to learn what I needed to learn to audition. And I did it. And I felt such a sense of freedom, such gratitude to God. Thank you, God, that I've been able to learn more about you. So I did. I auditioned with him, and he liked my work. And I sang a couple shows with him. The first show was at Santa Barbara Bowl, and the second show was at Stagecoach Festival, which, if anybody's from California, you'll know that's at Coachella Valley down in Indio, California.
Yeah,
and so there was like 50,000 people, and I just loved it so much. And I love being on stage because I just feel like I say, God, let them see thee, not me. And just love it. I just love the people in the audience, and I love what I'm doing. It was just fantastic. He actually hired me for a job to work in London to do a concert DVD at the Royal Albert Hall. And from that, he invited me to work on a new album he was working on, which I did. And I recorded, I think, 11 out of the 13 tracks on that. And then we toured the world doing that. And it just was an amazing experience, which I love. And it's been an integral part of my professional singing career and my life. I just loved it. And I would say that this experience, having to be home in the summer, not that God sent that sickness to me, no, but that I had to really keep my nose to the grindstone, so to speak, working to see my true identity and starting from what God knows about me, not starting to climb back up. Oh, I used to be this. I used to be that. Nope. I'm perfect right now. No matter what I'm doing, I'm perfect right now. Nothing could hold me back. You know, people say sometimes if you go through something that's not great, you grow and you're lifted up. And this was certainly the case with me with those prayers. Prayers never leave you where they found you. They will always take you to a higher understanding, which then I believe helps your life and every aspect of your life. And when I look back on it, I can see clearly that those prayers, the work, the study that I did, absolutely impelled me into this next phase of my career, which frankly, that was my first real experience as a recording artist and broke me into a whole nother level. And I'm so grateful. And I absolutely credit God and this experience.
Wow. What an amazing, what an amazing experience. What's the takeaway for you?
You know, the takeaway is I had my kids at that time. So some people would say, okay, well, if you're at this stage, you're too old to do this or that. If you're at this stage, you've missed opportunities. Well, no, this opportunity just sort of came into my lap. And I've had that experience so many times. And I think if one is willing, if you're willing to listen to what God has for you, each day, this is true. Each day, hi, God, what do you have for me today? Your divine, infinite mind, you can see all things, you know all things, and you want the best for every child of yours, which is everyone walking the earth. What will you have me see today? And so the takeaway is God will tell us which way to turn. It's spiritual intuition. Some people say, listen to your intuition. I think that's angel messages from God. And if we are willing to take the step, God is giving us ideas all the time. Make sure it's an idea from God. But if it is, run with it. Be obedient and run with it. So that's my takeaway. It's just God has boundless blessings for us if we'll listen. And I have another just quick experience.
Please.
Yeah, this is several years ago. But when I was in 10th grade, my dad was a professor, and he had an opportunity to move to Virginia for the year. And Remember, I was a sophomore in high school. My brother was in eighth grade. And I thought at that time, well, we're at this age. People say you're not supposed to move in high school. I mean, that's terrible. Why would you move your kids in high school? And then I thought, even at this age, I thought, you know what? We're going to go with it. God has this. So God is including everything good with it. If he's going to move us, then he'll include everything that I need. And so it was. We moved to Charlottesville for the year, and I had one of the best years ever, met wonderful people, had experiences that were different than what I had had in Georgia that were just wonderful. To this day, it was one of the greatest experiences. So I would just say, opportunity is there. It has to do with keying into who God has you to be.
Jody, those are some wonderful experiences. And I have had those moments of clarity about God and my relationship to God. But I feel like sometimes it comes and goes. I may be faced by some kind of challenge. It may be something minor or it may be something really big. And I feel definitely like an outsider, you know? I feel like I'm on my own. I think a lot of folks really do wrestle with trying to stay in the groove when it comes down to feeling that relationship to God as you're describing it.
That's totally true, David. I get that. This is not a 24-hour a day, 7-day a week feeling. But what I just love is I can count on God, talk to God, listen to, and listening is one of the biggest keys. And Mary Baker Eddy, her definition is that man is a compound idea. We're not made up of brain, blood, and bones. That's not who we really are. Mm-hmm. What I love is that if I'm an idea, if I'm the reflection, the idea of God, if you think about an idea, God is knowing us, each one of us. God is only knowing good. So therefore, if you have these problems, these challenges, I'll tell you, I'm thinking about one thing. I was in Paris alone a couple years ago, and I started to have heart palpitations. It was terrible. It was alone in a hotel room. It was about 10 p.m. I was there on a job. And I just thought, shoot, I don't have anybody around me that I know. My best friend is here. My father, mother, God is right here in the dark in another country for me. And I thought, who am I? I am the offspring of spirit, as Mary Baker Eddy tells us in Science and Health. We're the offspring of spirit. Mm-hmm. And that means I am an idea. I am a reflection of spirit, which is only good. And I can be calm in knowing that. And I just sat with that idea for a while, and the heart palpitations stopped. And I proceeded to have a complete healing on that, and that did not happen again. I had a great trip. So our identity is secure. It's not going to change. Our identity is not going to change. Now, we will learn and grow over the years. Mary Baker Eddy says we're broadening and rising higher and higher from a boundless basis. It's not from a basis of matter. It's not accumulating experiences. It's an unfolding from a boundless basis of who we are. And God always sees us as loved, innocent, and pure.
Could you say a little bit more about why you felt like you could turn to God instead of, say, I don't know, call the French equivalent of 911? Why did you decide that that was the best way to handle the situation?
I thought that God would help me because I've had past experiences in God helping me, no matter where I am in the world. So I just knew that God was right with me. It was an angel message. And I don't mean an angel as a person, but it was an idea that clearly came from God. It was a comforting idea. It was a healing idea. You're okay, Jody. I've got you. I'm right here. Mm-hmm. You're my perfect, loved reflection. And I felt confident in that.
I love that experience, and I love the way that you so beautifully put it there. But I also think about many people who may be listening to Sentinel Watch right now and thinking, well, maybe I don't hear God. What do you say to that person about how that relationship to God can matter? Because from a distance, knowing that you are the child of God, I think a lot of people would say, so how am I benefited by that?
Gosh, that's such a good question. And sometimes it does seem like a struggle. I mean, we've all had struggles. What I want to say is that all of us hear good thoughts and we hear bad thoughts, okay? And they come to us as our thoughts, you know? Mm-hmm. And we have a choice. A Sunday school teacher once told me, if you get a thought about something, like, I'm ugly. Oh, I'm going to fail this test. Man, I'm so depressed. Oh, I'm too fat. I'm too old. Well, put behind that thought, Seth the Lord. Seth the Lord. And if that comment, whatever thought comes to you, you don't think God would have told you, then it's not a thought from God. I like to think about it, David, as radio waves. Mm-hmm. You know, at any given moment, any radio station is playing, but we have to tune into it to hear what it's telling us. I would say tune into the right radio station. And the radio station I strive to listen to, certainly I'm not always good at it, is listening to God.
WGOD, is that what you're saying?
There you go.
Of course not.
I love it.
But in a sense, what you're saying is listen for good, it sounds like.
Listen for good, exactly. And follow up on good. I feel like right now what's happening, we're all being sold perhaps that you were not born into the right financial situation or you were not born into the right family, etc. You are never trapped. It is never too late. Why? Because we start with what God is. God is love. The Bible says that. God is love. You are a loved child of the very most high God who loves everyone in this universe.
Well, what you seem to be touching on is an elevated sense of identity, of who you actually are in a spiritual sense. And I think a lot of people struggle perhaps with that, but the idea is that you are an idea, a spiritual idea. That seems to be a big part of the message that Jesus was trying to get across in his healing work. He saw people as a spiritual expression, as an expression of the divine, and seeing that person as whole brought about the healing that we seem to be talking about here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I love about my study of Christian Science is how Mary Baker Eddy explained that healing that Jesus did and how we are capable of it now, because the Christ that Jesus expressed is the activity, it's the coincidence, if you will, between God and us. And so that's why Jesus told us in the Bible, go ye and do likewise. And of course that meant love your neighbor as yourself and love God supremely, but also heal. And it's not a personal power. This is something that any of our listeners can do now. This is something that any of us can do at any moment, day or night, wherever you are in the world. You start with God. And this is what Jesus did. Jesus loved God so much. Jesus called God Abba, which I've heard a translation means like daddy. It's a sweet form of calling him Father.
Father.
Yeah. And God loves us just as much. So we've never lost our perfection. We're not, in truth, depressed, lonely, suicidal, because we know that our identity cannot be lost, that God-given identity to us, just like a reflection in a mirror, cannot be lost.
That's really nice. I think there's something wonderful that Mary Baker Eddy talks about in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, in which she explores many of the lessons of the Bible. This is her, I suppose you could call it her masterwork, if you will. Mm-hmm. And she goes into depth talking about how there's no way we can accept God as our creator and at the same time accept anything else or anything less. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be a lot of what you're getting at here.
It's so true. It's so true. And like you said, her masterwork in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, she says something I love. She says, in science, man is the offspring of spirit. The beautiful, good, and pure constitute his ancestry. I just love that.
Oh, that's because, great. Yeah.
Yeah. She goes on to say about man is the image of love. He's not physique. He's the compound idea of God, including all right ideas. That doesn't say it includes this problem from heredity. It includes this problem from all that you've gone through in your life. No, we're fresh. We're redeemed. Why? Just because we're here. We're the immortal, loved ideas of God.
If someone wanted to understand more about themselves, Jody, where would you recommend that they begin? If they want to understand more about what that means to be a son or daughter of God, where do you start?
Gosh, that's a great question. I mean, in Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy established what's called a Bible lesson, and I study it every week. And so one can find the Christian Science Bible lesson online, or you can find it in a Christian Science reading room. But I find that a great place to study because I like to study the Bible every day and science and health with Key to the Scriptures. And boy, that science and health I find so helpful because it's chock full of explaining who we are. And how does the Bible, this book that's been in print for thousands of years, how does that help us understand who we are? Well, it totally does. And Science and Health explains it fully. And the last 100 pages of Science and Health, there are letters written in by people from around the world at the time who were healed of everything from cancer to tumors to blindness to alcoholism to destituteness to childbirthing issues just by reading what's in Science and Health. Some of the listeners may know that Mary Baker Eddy herself was a seeker. She was trying to find out, you know, who she was. She was a sickly young girl, but always had a love of God, and she was widowed early. Her son was taken away from her, and at one point, she had a fall on the ice, and she had internal injuries, and she read an account of one of Jesus' healings, and she was healed herself. And she started healing, and she studied her Bible for 3 years nonstop, trying to understand what she had learned about her identity and how could these healings still take place. So she wrote this book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. And so it's been in print 150 years now, continuously in print, healing and instructing and giving confidence for people in their own healing practice. And you can also visit a Christian Science reading room, talk to people there.
Absolutely.
Visit a Christian Science church. People are always welcome.
You know, one of my favorite things is one of the first lines in that book that you were talking about, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Mrs. Eddy writes in the preface, "To those leaning on the sustaining infinite, today is big with blessings." And I know it is for everyone listening right now. Jody Kennedy, Christian Scientist from Los Angeles, thanks so much for sharing your experiences with us on Sentinel Watch. We appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
Sentinel Watch is a production of the Christian Science Sentinel. I'm David Brown. Our podcast is produced by Carlos Machado, Sophie Ungerleiter, and our executive producer, Amy Richmond. Our editor is Ethel Baker. Our audio engineers are Tim Malone, Noel Flatt, Alyssa Britton, and Jeff Durden. Our theme music is by Jonah Bobo. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk again soon.
This podcast is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.